patrons.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Bulge.
Oh. Awfully quiet this evening, Bulge.
Again? He might be here, we don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Been up since four.
Oh, is that a lorry driver thing? I think it's just an early person thing, isn't it?
To get up really early and then complain about it.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's what a lot of people do, myself included, because I'm...
You're probably with Doug, isn't
he? Yeah, just...
And boy
always,
now.
Always have been. Yeah, but to be honest, the boy sleeps in.
Mm.
You know, he doesn't... But at the same time, you know, you got nights like last night, where come 9:30, he's still awake.
Mm.
And that's like...
I know it's incredibly personal, but what happened that time you fell asleep on the sofa and messaged me at 2 in the morning? Saying, well, I fell asleep on the sofa.
You know what, that, literally that.
Did you sleep at all that night after that?
Not very well. It was a good hour and a half to 2 hours before I fell back to sleep.
Yeah, I think it was about midnight you messaged me.
I think it might have been later than that, but yeah.
And I was like, well, that's you not sleeping tonight then. Yeah. And I hadn't checked in since, so.
Yeah, no, that was a genuine struggle to get up in the morning.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, genuine struggle.
Mm.
I was like...
Did you work the next day? You did,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I think it might have been a Thursday night or something. Yeah.
The worst night to do that on.
Yeah.
Because you're out of steam from the last 4 days, right?
Yeah, all of those things. And yeah, I think, Penny had been to the dentist, that's right.
Right.
Penny had been to the dentist and she wasn't feeling that clever because she'd had a load of anaesthetic because she had a filling.
Yeah.
And so like 9:30-ish, she was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So she went off to bed, and I started watching whatever it was I was watching on the TV at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what I'm watching at the minute. I'm re-watching Suits.
Never watched Suits.
Haven't you?
Nah.
It is very good.
But the fact you're re-watching it speaks volumes.
But then I haven't seen it in a long time. I think 2019 or 2018 might have been was the final series.
Okay. Was you watching it when it was on?
Or
did you binge it all in one go?
No, I didn't binge it. I didn't binge it. I was maybe 12 months or so late to the party, should mm-hmm. we say. So I started watching... I think there was an episode on that was like episode 2 or 3 of season 1.
Yeah.
And it was just on the TV. And I was like, what's this? And then about 25 minutes later, I found myself very much like... Who are these people? Like wanting to know.
It's about lawyers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Suits. Basically, as they're otherwise known, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very good.
Okay.
It is because it's quite funny as well. It's not all like...
Courtroom drama.
Yeah, courtroom stuff.
I mean, I like courtroom stuff, so... And yeah. I like comedies. Well, not comedies, but funny things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, if genuinely... Mm. It's on iPlayer as well, so it's not hard to... It's not hard to watch. So that's where
I'm watching it. Have a TV license, mind. I was one of the 500,000 people that cancelled their TV license.
Sorry.
Yeah, the whole country. Not whole country. How many people are in this country? 6 million, isn't it?
Oh, fucked if I know.
Well, after COVID, 3 million, I think. I can't
know. And then Hitler. Don't forget that.
Oh, brr.
Oh, and then Thanos as well.
Oh. You nerd.
You made one mistake. You should have gone for the head. Giggity.
You should have cancelled your TV licence. But yeah, apparently, I saw a thing that was like, cancel your TV licence. Don't fucking waste your money. You don't have to these days, really, unless you're watching the iPlayer.
Mm.
Or BBC, sorry.
Yeah, but even that. Have you got TV licence? Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah. Well, because apparently they used to go around with a van and a big dish
on
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could tell if you were watching TV.
Yeah.
But like that was back in the day when, like, you needed 4 channels.
And it was on an aerial.
Yeah. And you needed a TV license to watch 2 of the 4.
Yeah.
But now there's Netflix, Amazon Prime. Fucking list is endless, isn't it, I think, now?
Yeah.
Which we've discussed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, yeah, do you know what? Fuck it. Because I think it was old... Was it Martin Lewis, the TV money expert? Save you money man? He said, oh, now's your last chance to cancel your TV license before they put the price up. I started looking into it, and quite a few people had sort of cancelled it. Sort of like, yeah. He's not here, so I don't want to say anything bad about him. But you know how Bulge is like, you know, oh, your social credit score and all that sort of stuff. There was all these people that were like, There's no contract for your TV license. They cannot enter your home. They cannot do this. I haven't signed a contract. And all this sort of blah that they like legal loopholes.
Yeah.
Holes. Hose.
Boats and hose.
And I was like, yeah, do you know what? Fuck it. So I'd done it. Got my refund of a month. So about 12 quid I got back. Mm. And I thought, yeah, fuck you. Fuck the system. And I think one time I was a bit bored. And I went on the iPlayer and I thought, fuck it. They wouldn't know, were they? I got an email and a letter saying, we know you've been watching iPlayer, get a TV license now. I was like, oh, damn.
Brilliant.
But how do they know? Because you have to log in, though. I thought it must be because you have to log in. I just thought, well, I'll just say I'm clearly logged in on somebody else's device. It's not me.
Yeah.
They'll come around and say, previously watched Top Gear yesterday. Get out. Do you know what I mean? So.
Get out of iPlayer. Okay.
Are you sure you wish to exit? Yeah, get out. So, yeah, there's a TV license talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, yes, I think, like I say, I think Penny went to bed early and I started watching Suits and stupidly did that thing where you go, I think, do you know what? I've got the whole sofa to myself. I think I'll just lie down and watch it.
God, I think I'll just get comfy and tweet, 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 tweet.
Tits. Yeah, all of that.
I'll tell you what I'm watching at the minute.
Mm.
This is a bit of a conversation we weren't expecting to happen, but, and I've never watched this, I'm watching it for the first time, and it is so weird because there couldn't be a programme that's more up my alley, back alley, is Peaky Blinders.
Oh, I've never...
You've never?
Never.
Well, not a single one.
I think it's the same as my philosophy with Game of Thrones is that I was too late.
Nah,
and then
I
can't cope with that pressure. I can't to know that there's 12 seasons. And
but Game of Thrones, the only reason I never watched it, Game of Thrones, because it doesn't interest me. I'm not interested in oldie world.
Apparently, there's lots of titties.
Oh yeah, I've seen bits of the first series.
And incest titties.
It's just fucking norks everywhere, and there's a midget going at it. So honestly, it's like our search history.
Incest midgets, brilliant.
Incest midgets, titties, and that's it.
Dragons,
dragons. Welsh people. But
Simrus.
It's just sorry, playing footsie with you. No, I'm not. It just doesn't, never interested me. I'm sure if I watched it, I'd get into it.
Mm.
But it's just not on my radar. It's not something I go, God, do you know what, I'm watching that. Whereas Peaky Blinders is, I'd like that sort of
stuff.
The
other thing that worries me is that I fell into this trap where everybody told me about Dexter and they were like, you like serial killer shit? Yeah. Watch it. Honestly, watch it. And I was like, all right, okay, I will give it a whirl. And I got box sets on Sky, and I was like, oh, I'll see if it's on there.
I thought you meant DVDs. How long ago is this?
You want my DVD? And
so your VHS is out, yeah.
I went and started watching it, and I think I watched 3 episodes and was like, fuck this.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, no, you just got to get through the first season. And I'm like, no.
No, I don't want to. It's about 24 episodes long, I'm sure.
Yeah, like, that's not how it works.
No.
That's not how it works. Like, don't get me wrong, things like Sons of Anarchy...
Never watched that.
Right, so Sons of Anarchy is very good, but I think it's like season 6. You might as well just fucking not bother watching it.
Oh,
nothing
really?
Happens. It's okay. All just filler.
All filler and no killer.
And you're like, well, I mean, I know we're going to have the odd episode where they're like, right, look, we've been building up to this big fucking thing,
yeah.
And something's going to happen in a minute. And nobody's going to know why it's happened.
Yeah.
So we are going to have to do that episode where it's all just in the past. This is what's happened. And fill everyone in so then the next episode we can go, bye.
Here's why.
Huge explosions. And you go, oh.
Oh my God, I didn't see that coming. Yeah, that's
whereas Sons of Anarchy had an entire season of that. And I was like, this is fucking woeful.
Oh, shit.
This is woeful.
I think if you're watching it for watching its sake,
yeah,
it's a chore, really, isn't it? It's not what TV's
genuinely,
about.
Genuinely.
You watch that to not be doing chores.
Yeah.
Or one more and I'll do the dishes tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I think TV times have changed. I don't mean the magazine. I mean, I just think, because obviously back in the day, me and you are both old enough to remember pre-Netflix, listen to us, where you had to wait every week to watch the next episode.
Yeah.
And me and you also old enough to remember, as are most of our listeners, to be fair, apart from Benny and Kim and Lewis. Oh, that makes you feel old, actually.
Yes, thank you.
But the fact that, like, you remember it before it was Sky Plus.
Yeah.
If you didn't physically sit down on the sofa and watch it when they were showing it.
Yeah.
Done. That was it.
I can also remember how game-changing Sky Plus was.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like, you can record two things at the same time and watch something else.
See, I remember when it first came out, you could only record one thing and watch something else.
Yeah.
Then they brought in the two and... Because you could record two, but you had to be watching one of the things you're recording.
Yeah, that's right.
Which kind of seemed a bit backwards, but also, like, you'd have to make sure they were both set to record at the same time, but the TV was set on one of the channels while she went out with the TV off.
Yeah.
Nah, those were the days. Yeah. But anyway, so you have to wait each week for each episode, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it when it came out like that, but it was Prison Break. Have you seen Prison Break?
I've seen some episodes of it.
No, then. Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You'll get one in a minute.
Oh, will I?
Yeah.
I've got Apple and it takes a while. Who's it from?
Rev Comps.
Oh, is it?
So you'll get one in a minute.
It's only a matter of time. So I thought when I watched Prison Break, which was good 10 years ago, I watched it now, I thought it was the best thing on TV, genuinely.
Yeah.
The best. Because it was kind of unheard of as well, that kind of premise and everything else, and it was the first exposure I'd had to these sort of long-winded American series that just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And then I sort of tried to rewatch it. I think it might have been in lockdown, and I got 4 episodes in and fuck all had happened. I was like, come on.
Yeah. It's gonna die.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, it's just so drawn out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't stay focused for this. And I'll tell you what else was very similar to that, and I was so gutted because, again, If there was a program that was could not be more up my alley, The Sopranos. Right?
Oh yeah,
my mate.
I tried.
Oh, he sung its praise. Oh mate, you've got to. Oh, that was Ref Comps. You've got to, mate. You've got to. Oh, it's fucking unbelievable. Have you watched it yet? Have you watched it yet? On my case. And his recommendations have always been spot on. This guy. I watched about sort of 3 episodes, and I just could not. It just wasn't gripping.
Yeah.
Just not at all. Just this, too.
This
slow.
Is exactly what I had with Dexter. Like, yeah. And like I say, the lads at work were like, oh, you just got to get through the first series. You need to watch it, but you just got to get through the first season. And then season 2 onwards is brilliant. And I'm like, I'm not watching 8 episodes of
Dirge.
What is this fucking litter? Yeah. In the hope that episode 9 is better.
S2, E1. Good.
Yeah, like, fucking hell.
I mean,
I'd rather watch Hey Dougie.
The thing is, what's it called?
I don't know.
Peaky
Surprise.
Blinders.
Oh, right.
So Peaky Blinders isn't like that, because it's quite modern in the sense that it's bang, there's action.
Yeah.
Because I know we're very critical of this generation that doesn't have an attention span, but we have gained that you don't have to watch. Oh, watch the whole shit first series, mate.
Yeah.
And then it's good.
Yeah.
This shit's good from the off now.
Yeah.
The only issue I've got with Peaky Blinders, which I thought you was going to give as one of your reasons as to why you hadn't watched it, is the fact that, you know how Ali G made everyone talk like a road man? And it got quite annoying after a while. Or how Borat made it, yikes and miss.
Yeah, my wife.
My wife. Which is funny. But when it first came out, I was like, oh, stop doing the Borat voice.
Yeah.
Everyone wore those fucking stupid flat caps.
Yes.
The whole Peaky Blinders. Like, Peaky Blinders. And I'm like, just done my fucking head in.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it for a long time because of that.
That was honestly, that still is honestly one of the reasons.
Yeah, you got to look past that, because they, as a TV show, and the people that are in it and the way they come across, as you'd expect, fucking cool, they're badass, they're this, they're that and the other. But it's the people that go, fucking Peaky Blinders, why all the Peaky Blinders? Like, no one does a good impression. Everyone looks like a twat.
Yeah.
And if you try and sort of dress like one of those or act like one of those, knob. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you got to look past all that.
Because that did happen with Sons of Anarchy as well.
And people got a bit bikery, didn't they?
Yeah.
So wearing like leather jackets.
Yeah, wearing cuts.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. And literally with the fucking, the Sons of Anarchy tags on it. I can't remember what their group's called now. Club? Group? I can't remember.
Club, I think they're called, no.
An MC,
MC, yeah.
Freestyler.
Inside. Oh. Yeah. Boom Funk MCs. Sounds like a motorcycle club I want to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. Ugh. All ride around with big afros.
But yeah, no, I'd highly recommend that. I might have to give Suits a watch.
Yeah, honestly, Suits is good because that's, again, it all happens in the first episode.
Right.
But in a good way. And it's not an action, right? There's no explosions and no. gunfights and all that stuff. Fine. It is just, I think the way that they've done it with episode one is actually very good at getting you to go, this might be all right, you know?
Okay.
And it is very good. And what I do like about Suits, as silly as it sounds, is you kind of get to know each character.
Yep.
And you start to appreciate each character and understand them. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's not just this, because there are some where you don't really have, I'll say, a favourite character as such, do you?
No, that's sort of been lost, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't egg him on, you know, when there's something coming up and you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's a fucking TV show, mate. Yeah. They're doing this to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
But I still fall sucker to it. You know,
from the edge of your seat.
Yeah, if the TV show is good and if what I class as good, then I'm drawn in.
Yeah.
You know, and I do also have this, like, I don't know why, but every so often I'll find something and I'm like, that's it. That's my life is now dedicated to watching every single episode.
Right.
So as soon as I've got any free time and I'm going to watch the TV, it's not like, what shall I watch?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I'm going to watch. So like for me, I don't know why, but about 3 years ago, I decided that I wanted to rewatch The Office, The American Office.
See, I've never watched, I don't know if we've had this discussion, but I've never watched American Office.
It is really good.
I do especially, really want to watch it.
Especially when it turns into its own entity.
Yeah, because ironically, the first series is basically
It is literally just a copy and paste.
To get through the first series.
Well, no, I wouldn't say get through it, because...
Can I skip that one? Will I miss out on who's who?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't skip out on it. I mean, mainly because you don't actually have to see Ricky Gervais, so that, you know, it makes the whole thing better.
Fair.
He is in it. Yeah. He is in it, and he is playing David Brent.
Oh, good.
And obviously he meets, because it's at the point where Steve Carell's character, who is the boss,
because he leaves, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it's at the point they're interviewing for his replacement.
Oh, I see.
And obviously he comes as David Brent, which is, and they get on like a house on fire,
right?
And they do racist impressions with each other.
Oh, nice.
and all of that stuff.
I'll watch that tonight then.
Just that one episode on repeat. They're talking about the little Chinaman that he plays. Oh, hurrah, friends.
Can't be as racist as we were last week, surely. We've had no knocks on the door, it's fine.
I was not racist. I just said that the whole thing was bananas.
Oh, I don't.
I did.
We can't have two episodes in a row. But yeah, no, I need to watch American Office. It's on my list on Netflix.
Yeah, it is. It is honestly worth watching.
Well, clips I've seen and things like that. And to be honest with you, when a program's got that much of a following, I kind of go, well, they can't all be wrong, unless it's about Game of Thrones. But it's kind of along the, you know, like I said, I don't like Game of Thrones because it's Middle Earth and dragons and incest and all that sort of shit. Whereas The Office doesn't have that in it.
No.
And it's basically an American rewrite or recreation of a series I already enjoy.
Yeah.
So.
What about Schitt's Creek?
No, I never watched it. There's a lot of American stuff I've not watched. I've not watched Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, what?
Although, right. I started to. Couldn't get into it. And then I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about it. And apparently, once Danny DeVito gets into it.
I was literally about to say, if you can make it to when Danny DeVito comes in, Always Sunny is fucking incredible.
Because it was a podcast I was listening to, and they do a feature. I tell you what, I will recommend the podcast. It's massive nationwide. It's called Have a Word. You might have seen clips of it.
Yes,
on
Yeah.
I'm a patron. I think they're absolutely fantastic. Don't stop listening to us and start listening to them. But in between us, go and listen to them.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think they're so good. And they do a feature called Overrated, Underrated. Oh, no, sorry. They done a thing called a list where they had to top god tier.
Oh, right, all that okay.
Stuff. And it was TV series.
Yeah.
And they said, Always Sunny. And I thought, yeah, never really got into that. And they went, after Danny DeVito, god tier. Before, nah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And they started talking about the... Blam! So I started shooting. And I went straight onto YouTube, found it, and with no context at all,
yeah,
found it hilarious, yeah, and thought, just, I need to get into this.
Just cracking up watching it, yeah. There are some absolute fucking brilliant scenes, right. In...
I like Charlie Day as well, when he's in Horrible Bosses. That's the main reason I watched it.
Yeah, Charlie Day is very good.
But now also, since I've watched... I don't know if you've ever watched it, or if it'd be your thing, but the Wrexham football thing...
Oh, I wanted to, but I never actually got round to watching it.
Because old Rod McElhenney is whatever the fuck he's called. He's in Always Sunny.
Yes.
And he's with Gosling.
Yeah.
I know you're not a massive football fan.
Reynolds, you mean?
Reynolds. I say Gosling.
Yeah.
I meant Reynolds. Ryan's a Ryan. Ken. Yeah. I'm Kenuff. I know football's not really your thing. Football's not particularly my thing either, but I sort of follow it.
Yeah.
I don't follow it. It's just I got friends on Facebook that go, fucking hell, ref, burp, 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 and I'll just read the comments and go, you've got nothing else going on in your life?
Yeah.
But genuinely, watch it. I think it's so good. I love all the sort of behind-the-scenes stuff with things like that.
But then I've always enjoyed that sort of programme anyway, to be honest, regardless of whether or not I like the sport.
Yeah.
So, like, one of them was that the... I can't remember what it's called now, but the tennis version of Drive to Survive.
Yeah, I nearly watched
Breakpoint, is it?
Breakpoint, that's right.
Yeah.
I nearly watched it. I think I started to.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of it, admittedly, but I started watching it, and I'm not a tennis... I don't dislike tennis, but I'd struggle to name five current professional tennis players.
Go on, try.
Well, this is the problem, is that I...
Tim Henman. What was he called? Always booted off.
Andy something, wasn't it?
No. You're thinking of Andy Murray?
No.
You cannot be serious!
Yeah.
And what's he called again? McEnroe. John McEnroe.
Oh, John McEnroe, yeah. Yeah, this is the thing, is that I would struggle, you know. Yeah. You've got Rafa Nadal.
Is that two people or one person?
One person. Oh. Rafa Nadal. Jockey.
Jockey Wilson?
Novak Djokovic. Oh.
Is he the one who refused to go to Australia because you had to have a jab?
Yes, yeah.
Fair enough.
He's the only, that I know of, the only celebrity stroke professional sports Russian that's still relevant.
Oh.
I think it helps that he publicly announced his hatred for Putin.
President Putin. Yeah. I was chatting to Benny, and he said, the way you said, President Putin, really tickled him. Talking to Benny, actually, I recommended a TV programme to him.
Mm.
I love Benny. We all know this, right? He's my favourite person in the whole wide world. And sometimes he just comes out with, inadvertently,
gold.
Fucking hilarious comments. And I recommended a TV programme to him. Derek, it's on Netflix. It is Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, it's very good.
Have you seen it? Have you?
Oh yeah, I really like Derek.
I honestly,
I said to you, and it cracked you up, didn't I? That because I said I really like that one where Ricky Gervais plays himself, and you were like, oh, what the one where his wife dies? Can't remember what it's called now.
Afterlife.
And I said no, the other one. And you said Derek. Yeah, that's it. And you fucking died from it.
Well, I recommend it to Benny. It's very thought-provoking.
Yeah.
It sort of changed the way I viewed my life when I first watched it, how I treated people, how I changed me as a person to an extent. Made me laugh.
You turned into a fucking Peaky Blinders of Derek. Yeah.
And just brilliant. Makes me laugh, it makes me cry, makes me do both at the same time. Utterly fantastic. Recommend it to Benny. We went to go watch a race in. He said, oh, he said, I started that Derek you said about. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. Does it get any better? And then I said, it gets better. I said, how far into it are you? He went, well, only the first episode. I said, you watched the whole thing? He went, nope.
Yeah. How far into you? 5 minutes? Yeah, oh, all right. Okay.
Halfway through a 30-minute episode and went,
nah. But then, you know, when you look at something like Breaking Bad, the opening scene to Breaking Bad is just fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
You find out his wife's cheating on him or something.
No, no, no. It's the opening scene is the first time that they cook meth.
Oh, that's right.
And he's driving through the desert with a gas mask on in his pants with two bodies rolling around and smoke fucking flying everywhere out the back of an RV and crashes it into a ditch.
Yeah.
And then he hears the sirens and whatever. And
then it goes back to him losing his job. Yeah, that's good as well.
He doesn't lose his job. Not in the first episode.
It's the first series, isn't it? First season.
I can't remember now.
Because he has hair, doesn't he? And he's a chemistry teacher.
Yeah.
I'm sure his wife's cheating on him. He loses his job. Something bad happens. Because well, he basically flips.
He finds out he got cancer, yeah.
Oh, same thing, isn't it? Losing his job.
Wife cheating on you.
Yeah.
Might as well have cancer.
Might as well. Sounds like you should like your job, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm afraid your wife's been cheating on you, sir. Here's chemotherapy.
I'm afraid you've lost your wife. And your job's been cheating on you.
Yeah.
Well, we're bloody 26 minutes in. We've managed to just...
Well, while we're on the lines of TV...
Yeah.
You're one of your... I guess idols now.
No, I knew you were going to say that. Because when you said on long line TV, I thought, brilliant segue. Yep, straight into what we're about to talk about. I mean, one of your... And I thought, oh, maybe not then. And I thought, no, he is definitely going to.
The ex-National Treasure...
Well...
Who Edwards?
Yeah. Who Edwards?
Who?
Who Edwards? British radio reference there for the Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so Hugh Edwards, former BBC News correspondent.
Legend, I want to say, really. Ex-legend.
For our Yanks, anchor.
Anchor, yeah.
Has today been charged...
Can't remember. I took a screenshot, didn't I?
I think it was charged with three counts of accessing or requesting.
Charged three counts of making.
Making? Oh.
Indecent images of children, police say.
So, yeah.
The offences alleged have taken place between 2020 and 2022. And relate to 37 images that were shared on a WhatsApp chat. According to the...
Christian.
The broadcaster was arrested last November and charged last month, the force revealed on Monday. He is due to appear in court in London on Wednesday. Whoever's 66... Yeah, basically.
Well, they kept that very quiet from us, didn't they? Yeah,
considering it says that he was charged last month.
Yeah.
Because I thought it had been done and dusted.
Well, I just gathered that he'd just been disgraced because he was married and he'd paid a lot of money for some images of a admittedly legal but frowned upon legal age young lad.
I assume it was basically because he was a man in respected position.
Yeah.
And was acting disgracefully, basically.
Yeah.
Accused of having six Category A images, the most serious classification of indecent images on a film. Dear. It's also accused of having 12 Category B and 19 Category C. Now, you might find this hard to believe. I don't know what category is what.
No.
I'm not clued up on it, believe it or not. Making indecent images can have a wide definition in the law and can include opening an email attachment containing an image. Oh, she's not made them then.
No.
Well, that made it sound like he'd taken the pictures. Like, oi, come here, little boy. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking public toilet. Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Can I help your boy have a wee?
You don't order like that, give it you. Including opening an email attachment containing such a file, downloading one from a website, or receiving one via social media, even if unsolicited. That's scary. Not that that's ever happened to me.
You did get banned for noncing.
Right. I did. I sent it to you. Yeah, you're right. Just as bad.
Great. So you've made me a nonce.
All the rumours are true, it turns out. This needs context.
Never play a guitar the same.
This needs context, doesn't it?
It does.
The problem is, And I've tried to tell the funny story about how I got banned. Because I got banned instantly, didn't
yeah,
I? I shared a meme to a group chat, a Facebook group chat we were in. And someone replied, bold probably. I then went to reply, wouldn't let me send a message. I thought, huh? And I'd been banned instantly.
Yeah.
Obviously some sort of AI bot thing that had sort of worked out. I was kind of how long I was banned for. But the worst part of it, I couldn't reply to the group chat, but I could see fucking everything. Yeah. So I messaged James Judas, who used to be on here, saying, oh, I can't message in a group chat. Can you let everyone know? Fucking, it all started then, didn't it? Just all the abuse that I couldn't respond to. Now, and again, I've tried to tell this story in the past. Oh, I got instantly banned. All that sort of stuff. There's no way I can explain what I sent without it sounding really bad.
It's because what you sent was horrific.
No, it wasn't. Don't you start. It was funny. I mean, anyway, thanks for listening.
Explain it.
I don't think I want to, though. I don't think I want to. I'm trying to think of how I can that doesn't make it sound bad. What was the song that accompanied it?
I don't remember.
There was
the song.
A sort of jerky, yeah. Playful tune.
Yeah.
That accompanied it.
Yes.
And everyone was smiling during the picture and video.
They did find it. They all found it very amusing.
It. They were enjoying it. I've gone all hot all of a sudden.
It's fucking Inquisition.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Let's just leave it. I tell you what, when we hit 25 patrons, I'll tell you what it was.
All right, yeah, that sounds fair. That sounds fair.
So, if I find it, which I don't want to.
Don't fucking share
it. I don't
want to
put it in the Discord, because I'll make you a nonce again.
How bad does that look? In a fucking encrypted chat room?
I know.
No, don't do that.
I spent a week, I believe, in Facebook jail, so it's not
yeah.
that bad. Let me
yeah.
say that if you say the N-word on Facebook. Well, I got fucking bollocked the other day, didn't I? Yeah,
for saying fuck.
For saying fuck.
It was Bo Selector's fucking... what's she called? No, don't say
oh,
fuck
don't say
or
fuck.
Bugger.
Davina McCall.
Davina, yeah. Bo Selector's Davina McCall is the new fucking Facebook moderator.
So basically...
You are live on Channel 4.
Don't say
please
fuck
do not
or
say fuck or bugger.
In a nutshell... I'm on a M5, news and travel, or traffic or something. Wee. And basically, there's been another crash around Taunton. It's been almost daily at the
yeah.
minute. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
blah, 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 right? And some woman put a post up saying, oh, there was a lorry going down the hard shoulder, flicked a stone up, smashed my windscreen. And everyone was commenting saying, well, it's illegal to drive down the hard shoulder. And there's a few people with some brains going, well, you don't know you're driving them. I mean, how do you rejoin the motorway after being on the hard shoulder?
Yeah.
You get up to speed and join. You don't just go, third lane, do your lane. Which I always get confused. Slow
lane
is lane one.
Is the slow
yeah,
lane,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm always in lane three, and I...
the BMW lane.
Yeah.
In your Astrovan.
Yeah, my Astrovan. Get out of the way, punk bitch. Yeah. And some bloke sort of kicked up a fuss, and I just put about him driving down the hard shoulder, which is illegal, reported to the police. And I said, well, how do you know he wasn't doing this, that, and the other? He was like, well, around that time of the day, I'd assume that the M5 was like a car park anyway. And I said, you do realise the assumption is the mother of all fuck-ups. Your comment has been automatically deleted. I was like, why? I look back, it's because I used the word fuck. So I had to go put an asterisk where the U is.
It's probably a good thing that Bulge isn't here tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Talking about this would trigger that motherfucker something chronic.
Yeah.
I could just hear the...
Yeah, well, forget your social credit score.
Yeah. Gone, that is, boy.
Gone. Points marked against.
Yeah.
Red X. Used a swear word on social media 2024. Not allowed a driving license.
Shared paedophile video.
With comedy undertones. 1 week ban. Made I laugh. 2 day ban.
Plus 2 points.
Well, it's a Chinese era bit, you know.
Yeah.
They kill their young, don't they?
Yeah, well, they've also banned all the social media, reels and stuff, haven't they? Like, there's no TikTok.
Well, Facebook was banned. I don't know if it still is, but Facebook was illegal in China.
I think it's... I don't think it's banned anymore.
Oh, really?
But you can't share videos, like reels, effectively.
Why?
Because it stops people zombifying into their phone.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? How much time have you lost?
I don't even want to.
And you don't even have TikTok.
No. All I can tell you is the amount of nights where I've got into bed and I've not really been that tired.
Mm.
And I've tried for 20, 25 minutes to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm no closer to being asleep than I was when I first got into bed. And
pulled yourself around the room. That hasn't worked.
Yeah. And I go, I just watched 10 minutes of reels. And then I look at the time and I'm like, okay, good. Now I've got 4 hours of sleep. If I fall asleep immediately. Yeah. But it's on an odd number, so I might as well just wait. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm only going to get 4 hours and 10 minutes. I might as well just burn off those 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that. Ugh. There have been far too many of those evenings.
Yeah.
Same. So, yes, I have wasted numerous hours.
The Chinese have got it right again.
Yeah.
So they kill girls, isn't it? If you have a kid and it's a girl, they kill it.
I don't think they do that quite as frequently anymore, but it was fairly prevalent.
Up until relatively recently.
Yeah,
though, isn't it?
I think there's something to do with that. It's not. There's no limit now, or I don't know if that's the right words. There's no limit.
It's a song, wasn't it? No, yeah. No limit. in was it Unlimited 2 or something? It was called.
Oh fuck! I know. Too Unlimited.
Too Unlimited. That was it. Unlimited 2. Back of a Vengeance.
Even less limited than the first Unlimited.
Unlimited again. Unlimited some more.
Oh. De-restricted, unlimited.
Too de-restricted, too unlimited. Right.
Bye.